Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tuesday afternoon, but you know, really, this is kind of like a Thursday because we're going to treat tomorrow, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, like it's a Friday, like it's the beginning of a long weekend, because it is, and a lot of kids are out of school all week long, and a lot of people are already traveling, and it's a Thanksgiving holiday weekend coming up, but a lot of people take the entire week off. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I tell you, if I could start my show every day seeing Helena Moreno right before I see the show and getting a hug from her right before the show, that would be so nice. I just got a hug from her. She was leaving the studio with Joe Geruso. They were on with Neil Norman in the last hour. And I don't know about you, but I feel so good about our city. It's going to be tough. There are going to be some tough times. And some people are going to, unfortunately, lose their jobs because, well, the city just can't pay everybody. And I think the more we see from Helena Moreno, the more we're going to realize just how bad LaToya Cantrell was. It's going to be such a contrast. And LaToya Cantrell is such an egomaniac that I don't know why she did this to herself, because history is going to show her as a terrible mayor. She could have her sycophants around her, and she could have the people in her neighborhood who pat her on the back and say, nothing was your fault. She brought everything on herself, and she created the image that she is going to leave office with. And she's under federal indictment, too. And we'll have a lot to talk about that concerning that next year when she goes to court. And we'll see what happens with all of that. Does Officer Vappy offer himself as a witness against her? I mean, we don't know. But I'll tell you, she really screwed up our city. And she spent money that did not need to be spent. She was selfish. She was arrogant. And she is out of here. So that's great news. But yeah, if I could start every show with a hug from Helena Moreno, I would be really, really happy. I mean, I got a nice handshake from Geruso, Councilman Geruso. You know, sometimes I run into him at the gym. I don't even want to mention the name of the gym, but just because I don't want to, you know, just because it's a private thing, you know, eco workout, that's kind of a private thing. But anyway, it's a nice gym at Lakefront and Lakeview, and sometimes I see him there, and we don't really bother each other, but yeah, we probably should have said hi to each other. But you know, when I go to the gym, I haven't been in a while, honestly. I mean, I've been a real slacker. There's just a lot of things that have come up in my life, and you know, you get distracted sometimes. And boy, this is not the best time of year to start thinking about getting in shape, because this is the time of year that you start thinking about, well, you know, I'm going to kind of let things slide. Well, I've let things slide way, way too long, so I got to get back. I got to get back to it. All right, we have a lot to cover today. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging Americans to dress better when traveling on planes. Would it be better if people dressed better? Would better dress codes stop the trend of aggressive behavior when flying? You know, there was a time growing up, you know, I remember we took a couple of trips on planes, and my parents dressed me and my brother up in coats and ties. and my sister had on a nice dress. We actually dressed up to go on a plane. I mean, that's how old I am. I mean, now, have you seen some of the people in first class? I mean, it looks like an unemployment line. I mean, it's not what it used to be. I mean, flying's not what it used to be. First class isn't even what it used to be. You know, you used to be in this exclusive group of people. Look, I mean, I know there have been times that I've been in first class, and I know people look at me like, well, what the hell are you doing here? Anyway, would you ever consider, like, maybe looking a little nicer when you fly? And I can't stand in the summertime when I'm sitting next to somebody who's, like, well, not a female. I know this is very sexist, but I have to say it. If it's a female, I don't mind, because women are generally cleaner and neater than men. But sitting next to some burly, hairy guy with a tank top on, big, burly, hairy underarms, you know, sandals, hideous feet. Anyway, flying's not what it used to be. So I think that's a good idea. I agree with the Treasury Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy. Yeah, it'd be nice if people dressed up a little more. And I think it would really add to the atmosphere of flying. And I think it would be a little better. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the airlines are going to impose any kind of dress code. But maybe that would be nice. Also, young drinkers, especially millennials and Gen Z, they're drinking less. It's impacting the beverage industry. Instead of cocktails, many young drinkers are choosing mocktails. Same drink, but non-alcoholic. Do you drink over the holidays? Do you think you drink for fun, or do you drink to deal with the stress of getting together for the holidays? We'll get into that this afternoon as well. Monday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Panthers. And there was a little problem at the end of the game. You know, right when everybody's shaking hands, you can see video of this, but yeah, there was a little confrontation between two of the players. It must have been something that had been going on during the game, and it sort of flared up at the end of the game. But 49ers beat the Panthers. And when you look at our division, you know, the Bucs lost again this weekend. I'm telling you, even in a rebuilding year, if the Saints had won three, if the Saints had won three of the games that they almost won, you know, we might even be in the playoff picture in our division. We wouldn't win the Super Bowl, but our division is not that great right now. And with the Panthers losing, and then the Falcons, they were predicted by many to win the division. They're not doing so well, except against us. And the Bucs are losing. So if the Saints would have won, say, three of those games that we could have won, I mean, we would like be in the hunt in our division. So it just goes to show you that even in a rebuilding year, you can do well. As I said yesterday, after the loss to the Falcons, I'm just disappointed in the lack of progress and the up and down. And even at this point in the season, there should be more progress, in my opinion. The Saints did it. They got rid of Blake Groupe, and they needed to. I mean, he was too much of a liability. He wasn't consistent. So they've hired Cade York. He was the LSU Tigers place kicker during the 2019 championship year. And I think he was with the Cincinnati Bengals. I think he was the third number three kicker. They had three kickers on their roster. Anyway, we have a new kicker. And look, the guy's not going to be perfect because he's human. And Cade York might miss some kicks. How many, though? You know, it got to the point where Groupe was just not consistent enough, and he became too much of a liability. I mean, you got to make those kicks, and if you don't, then somebody else is going to make them. I guess the question is, what does Blake Groupe do now? I mean, if you're a place kicker in the NFL and you lose your job, what do you do? I mean, do you think another team is going to pick him up? I wouldn't think so, but I mean, maybe. But if another team doesn't pick him up, I mean, what do you do if you're a place kicker and then you're like on the job market? I mean, is there a specific job that a kicker might do? I don't know. We can talk about this. If you can think of some job that you think would be good for a, a place kicker in the NFL who doesn't make it in the NFL, what could they do after that? All right, let's see. What else? We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. There's a lot of talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene just distancing herself from Trump and a lot of disagreements with the president. And her district is really shocked that she's had these problems with the president. And her district that voted for her is really shocked that she's saying things that are not congruent with the Republican message. But there is a warning from Kevin McCarthy that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not going to be the first or the, well, she's the first, but she's not going to be the last who's going to be talking now about quitting. You know, she's resigning in January, but she may be wanting to run for president. I don't know who's advising her. I don't think she's a legitimate presidential candidate, but she has been a diehard supporter of the president. And now she's disagreeing with the president. The president is firing back. So there are rumbles within the Republican Party. And these rumbles are basically the result of many Republicans now sort of rejecting the message, all the messages of the president, and not agreeing with everything the president says. And it seems to me that if you're a true Republican, if you're a true conservative, you would have to question many of the president's decisions. You would have to. So anyway, I think that's an interesting thing that's going on. Tucker Carlson, while I really don't give him much credit, he's talking about how he hates the Republican Party. He hates them. So, you know, there's a lot going on. There is a new strain of flu that's going around, and I'm starting to think about some of the things that I did during the pandemic. Is it time to start doing some of those things? You know, we were pretty well trained to do certain things during the pandemic, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. And let's see. The president says that Biden's auto-pen turkey pardons are invalid. You know, every year the president pardons turkeys. And he says that Biden's auto-pen turkey pardons are invalid. Yeah, that's a big controversy. I think the president was just kind of joking about that. And he was also joking about how he was going to name the turkeys that he's pardoning this year. He was going to name the pardoned turkeys Chuck and Nancy for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And I would think that if the turkeys were named Chuck and Nancy, he wouldn't pardon them. He'd go ahead and chop their heads off. All right. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, kind of a relaxed afternoon, it's time for a cool front to come through here, and it's going to really get cooler by tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And it's Thanksgiving week, and so things are a little bit more relaxed. But if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. There's a text here that says, is your turkey going to be shirtless this year?
Well, you know... Well, you know, I don't know.
What?
You know, I traditionally cut the skin off the turkey to make it and the juice less fattening. If I do a turkey, I did this last year. I cut off all of the fat, but I left the skin on, and I just didn't eat the skin, but I left the skin on to cook the turkey. But there is so much fat you can cut off of that turkey. It's the yellow stuff. It's the light yellow stuff, and just cut that off, and it makes the gravy, the juice from the turkey, so much less fattening. It makes the turkey itself less fattening, and, you know, the skin has calories and fat grams in it, so I don't eat that, and I'm known for cutting the skin off the turkeys. You know, for some reason, I'm not overly inspired to do a turkey this year. I'm going to decide tonight whether to get a turkey. But if I do it, I'll probably cut the skin off like I do.
Well, I've seen you do this a lot of times, many years in the past. You know, you watch the video of Scoot cutting the skin off his turkey, and he has a delicious skinless turkey. Well, I'm a bit inspired, and I'm going to do something in the same vein this year.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to cut off the turkey and just cook the skin.
Okay. Let me know how that turned out. I bet this,
I'll bring some for you. I'll give you some leftovers.
You could roll up some of the stuffing in the dressing. You could roll that up in the skin and
make a little
smoke it.
Skin blunt, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, but but I love. I like turkey. It's nice. Hey, did I tell you? I mean, this is so obnoxious. I might take it back because it's too big. Because my apartment's not that big. And let's say when I'm on my sofa, I'm probably 10, 12 feet away from the TV.
Okay.
My TV went out. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm watching TV the other night. It just went black. It went out.
Wow.
So I needed a new TV. I bought a 75-inch TV.
Brother.
And oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be that big.
No,
in my
75 inches is huge. Man.
I mean, I feel like TV. I'm sitting in a movie theater.
Wow.
It's gigantic, but I tell you, watching the game last night was really cool.
I was going to say, it kind of depends on what you're watching on there. I mean, if you're just watching Love Actually 10 times in a row, you know, you're not really getting the best use out of that TV, but you know, you want to watch football.
Well,
I
don't know. I mean, I think the scenes are going to be, you know, more spectacular. First of all, you know, I had one of the early, I guess it was one of the earlier HD TVs because it was at least 10 years old. HD has improved so much that I'm seeing moles. I'm seeing I'm seeing skin conditions on people that you never saw before. You know, so it's almost like, whoa,
I didn't know
any
of my TV that strong. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm seeing stuff that I never saw before. I mean, if I were a dermatologist, I could diagnose if somebody's got a skin condition. The HD is so great, especially when you're streaming. But I don't know, man. I think this TV might be a little large. I'm going to try it out through Thanksgiving and then decide whether or not I'm going to take it back and get a 65-inch.
I can't imagine going to the trouble to get that mounted only to then have to get it unmounted and repackaged and sent back to the store. I mean, is that really worth all the trouble?
Mounted? You think I mounted the TV on the wall?
I don't know your life.
No. No, it comes with, I mean, there's a little stand. It's on a stand on the...
Oh, you know, I thought your TV was mounted on the wall.
No, I'm not that advanced.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I just put it there. But I can't close the trunk of my vehicle. I can't close the back door of my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to leave it open, and it's the TV sticking out of the end while I'm trying to get it home because it was too big for the... I think that's God's way of telling you the TV's too big.
Yeah, this TV might be too big, especially in your nice new big car. That's crazy.
Well, it's relative. It's not a big, but it's bigger than what I have.
It's bigger than what you used to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to get to some text and to some of your calls. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So I feel good about the Saints' new place kicker. Do you? I also applaud the Saints for not dwelling on this problem. Sometimes I don't know that they move as quickly as they should. They moved on this. It was something they had to do, and they did it. And by the way, let me mention that that Zion scored like 29 points, I think, and the Pelicans beat the Bulls last night, 143-130. So... that was awesome. It's awesome. Maybe this is going to be the beginning of a new streak. But if Zion, you know, maybe he's just, you know, starting to get back to his playing mode, because when you're injured and you're off the court for a while, you know, it takes a little while, I guess, to get game ready, and you can't get game ready unless you're in the game. So maybe this is a new beginning. All right, so we're going to continue to do some Thanksgiving songs today, with Thanksgiving just being a couple of days away. And if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And happy...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, I am ready for this this warm weather to go somewhere. I'm ready for the cooler weather because it's that time of year, and it's just it's humid. A really sad story in the news, and I know you've heard this. A 14-year-old girl in Denham Springs has been arrested, and she faced charges of first-degree murder for allegedly giving birth to a daughter in her home and then hiding it in a tote bag. She ultimately, killed the baby trying to hide it. Please understand that people need to be punished. But here's what I find really sad about this. This 14-year-old girl was probably raped. I'm sure it wasn't her idea. I could be wrong. I'm just speculating. But these are just the initial feelings that I have. And look, it could totally be the other way around. And I'm not that soft when it comes to things like this that people do wrong. But, this 14-year-old girl could have been raped, or she could have been coerced into having sex. She didn't know what was going on. And somebody was just selfish and didn't even protect themselves. And so the girl got pregnant. And maybe she didn't even have any parental guidance, and she just didn't know what to do. Gives birth to the child and then puts it in a tote bag because she's scared. And again, I don't like excusing her. I don't like making an excuse for her, but I can't help but think about how some people are just so young that they're not even prepared to deal with things like, having a baby. I mean, she had to know she was pregnant, right? I mean, 14 years old, that's really young. And I just don't know how much say-so she had over having sex in the first place. And where are the parents? What's going on with the parents? It seems like they should be accountable, too. And what about the guy who did this to her? This is just a reminder that men can impregnate females and walk away and never be part of it. It's easy for them. And so, if you have daughters, you got to remind them of that. The guy doesn't have to hang around. If you have daughters, you got to talk to them about this, because some guy could impregnate your daughter and walk away. So I think there's some sad things about this. Of course, she needs to be held accountable, but it seems like the parents should be involved in this too. If you listen to this show, I'm not a prude. But honestly, and I don't mean to be judgmental here, but I think 14 is a little young to have sex. And it's not that I'm jealous that, I didn't have sex for the first time till I was 18, because I was such a nerd. And so insecure and shy. I'm not jealous, but I wonder how old the guy was. Maybe the boy was 15, 16, 17. Maybe he was 30. We don't know. I don't see that. I don't have that in the information that's in front of me. But I think 14 is too young to have sex. And I don't mean to be judgmental here, but that's too young. 16, 17, you know, more understandable. Still really, really young, but more understandable. But I think 14 is just too young. The National Guard is in town. National Guard being deployed for the Bayou Classic, just to add some added security to the area. And it's Bayou Classic Week. And I will tell you, if you can avoid downtown New Orleans, do it, because there are so many people who drive in for Bayou Classic that traffic is a mess. Canal and Poydras and side streets are just jam-packed with cars. Many of them are really cool cars. And I'll tell you what else. People dress when they come to the Bayou Classic. You can see some fine dressed people. But if you can avoid coming downtown with your car, do it, because traffic is just a mess. All right, let's go to Ian and check in with some of your early text messages.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, if you watched Monday Night Football last night, the DB punched Jennings in the nads during the game. They showed it several times in slow motion, and after the game, that's when Jennings went after him.
Okay, I must have left the room. You know, I mean, sometimes you gotta go. I had to leave the room a couple of times, so I didn't watch every play. So I did miss that. And you know, players do that. I mean, they administer cheap shots during games, and you know, you can't blame somebody for wanting to go after somebody. But you know, when everybody's shaking hands and then somebody's like, you know, sort of pushing or accosting somebody physically, that's going to stand out and you're going to get caught.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, come on, man. If you cook the turkey with the skin and the fat, most of the fat renders down, and it mixes with the other juices that come out while baking. And that's where the flavor is, in the pan juices. You're supposed to use some of the pan juices to make a gravy. Eating a little fat once or twice a year won't kill you. I like to slice some meat off the breast and dip each slice into the pan juices. The gravy goes over the cornbread dressing. As Freddie Mercury said, who wants to live forever?
Okay, look. I realize that I eat some things. It doesn't make sense because I cut the skin off the turkey. I do other things to cut down on fat. But overall, I try to be conscious when it comes to my eating. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It also means that there are times when I'm a little hypocritical, but I get great juice from my turkey. I do. I mix it. I'll tell you, here's a little secret that I do, and I like this. I splash some beef broth on the turkey. Not chicken broth, beef broth, because to me, that just gives the turkey a little bit of a slightly different, maybe a little more robust flavor. So I like to do beef broth with the turkey and with whatever seasonings that you want to add beef broth and see if you like that. But I get great juice from the turkey because I can't get off all of the fat. So all I know is that my juice, when I put it in the refrigerator, The juice that comes from the gravy, it doesn't have this like thick congealed fat that's on top, and so it's just less fattening. It's one of the things that I choose to do.
If we're looking for a new job for Blake Groupie, here's a text that says Groupie could host this show. LOL.
Yeah, listen. You think I'm far to the left? Well, he might be a little far to the right, if you know what I mean. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, porch piracy is expected again during the holidays. Did you know that 1 in 7 adults are the victim of porch piracy? In other words, people see a package on your porch and they run up and steal it. They steal the package. They have no idea what's in it, but they steal the package. I just think that's pretty low. You know, I mean, even if you're trying to get a gift for your family, I don't know. I think that's really low. You know, we should have enough respect for each other that if a package is there, we know it's not ours. You just leave the package there. Oh, listen, I want to mention this also, and I'll do this when we come back after the break. I told you I went to NostalgiaCon. It's one of those Comic-Con, NostalgiaCon, one of those conventions at the convention center over the weekend. There was an area where there were stacks and stacks of mystery boxes. This is a new trend. There's there's a pop store in the mall, one of the big malls in Portland. And it was my granddaughter's birthday the last time I was there, a couple of weeks, a month or so ago. And so she went to the store, and these kids are buying things, and they don't actually know what's in the box. You might get this, you might get that. You might get this color, you might get... You don't know exactly what you're buying, but these kids love it. We'll talk about that when we come back. What's the deal with mystery boxes? All right, so Thanksgiving, coming up Thursday. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Thanksgiving Day is not a good day for the turkey, because we're munching down on the grundage of the turkey. So, yeah, not a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day for the turkey. Song is called Amen, something that many of you will say at the end of grace before your Thanksgiving meal begins. Amen by Shaboozy and Jelly Roll. I'm Scoot on the air. Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. Glad you're with us. Hey, some of you might be traveling. You might be heading into the city listening to our show. You might be heading out of the city listening to the show. Safe travels, and thank you for having us with you. So Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging Americans to dress better when they travel on planes. Now, I like being relaxed. I like being comfortable when I fly. Especially when I go to Portland to visit my family. You know, there are no nonstops. Alaska Airlines is going to begin nonstops between New Orleans and Portland, but it's for a limited time only. It's during a Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest season, so it starts after the first of the year. So, you know, I've got to stop somewhere and then get on another plane and then continue my flight. It's not that easy to get there. So I like to be comfortable, but I do try to dress nice when I fly. Now, I don't wear a coat and tie, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I remember a time when my parents dressed me and my brother up into coats and ties, and my sister had a dress on, and we dressed up, and people dressed up to fly. Now, I don't think you have to go that far, but maybe if people dressed a little better, maybe it would suggest a little more civility inside this cylinder of this plane, because there's been a lot of turbulence inside the cabin recently when it comes to people traveling. And you know, I don't know why people save their frustration and vent their frustrations when they get on this flight, because that's never going to go well. I mean, you're never going to win that. You're always going to get in trouble. And sometimes the plane has to be diverted and land somewhere else. I can't imagine having to do that on my way to Portland just because some, you know, hothead got PO'd at somebody. So, I mean, do you care about what you wear when you travel? And do you remember a time when you dressed up to travel? And should we follow these suggestions? I mean, there's no law, there's no dress code when it comes to flying. But should people be a little bit more nicely dressed when they travel? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But I have to tell you, I've seen some women in really sexy sweatsuit, not sweats, you know, like a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I've seen some like really sexy sweatshirts and sweatpants. So, you know, I mean, if it's like designer, if it looks really nice, I mean, that's nice. But, you know, I don't like to see people traveling in tank tops. I don't know. It seems low class to me. And I mean, a nice T-shirt, but not a tank top. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment about attire while you're flying, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
Here's a text that says, Blake Groupie is so tiny and cute. He could be a team mascot running around, pumping up the crowd. Give him a T-shirt cannon. Except he'd probably miss and kill Ned Flanders' wife.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna expect him to shoot the cannon straight into the crowd? No, it would be wide right or wide left.
Right. Here's a text that says, I bought a bottle of Obsession at Perfume Headquarters. The best price I had found was $87. I bought it for $39, and I told him Scoot sent me.
Wait a minute. Well, I appreciate you doing that. Wait, so, yeah, it's like Obsession can be expensive. $89, they got it for what, $30-some?
$39.
Yeah. Well, that's a good deal. See, you know, what I tell you about, like, Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express and what I tell you about all my my clients is absolutely true. So thank you for that text.
Here's a text about airplane travel. It says, how you dress and groom is a show of respect for the others around you and the venue you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want to look nice when I travel. What about you? You look nice when you travel?
Yeah, I don't wear my pajamas or my flip-flops. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We wouldn't dress that way to go to the grocery store or the library or to work. Why do we think it's okay and acceptable to dress that way at the airport?
I know. And look, when you're on a flight that has first class, if you've taken a look at some of the people in first class, I mean, as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's like a line at the unemployment office. Totally. I mean, first class used to be like kind of a bougie, you know, place to be. But now it's like they let anybody in first class.
And I'll leave you with this one about Blake Groupie. Here's a text that says, in light of today's kicker revelations with the Saints, perhaps Scoot might ask Mrs. Benson or Mickey Loomis if they have any good groupie stories to share.
That is funny.
Clever.
That's good. I appreciate that. Yeah, I tend to ask people to share their favorite groupie story with me. All right. You got a comment? Oakland Heart Jewelers talk in text line 504-260-1870. I love when the audience makes me laugh. You know, it's great. This is a great audience. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2003, Glenn Campbell was arrested in Phoenix. His blood alcohol level was 0.20. His BMW hit a Toyota Camry. He was charged with extreme drunk driving, hit and run, and assaulting an officer. Have you seen the mugshot of Glenn Campbell after he got arrested? You got to take a look at it. It's really scary. Police say that while he was taken into custody, he was humming Rhinestone Cowboy the whole time. I'd increase the charges for that. We'll be right back. Hey, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2011, man, we lost a great blues musician. On this day in 2011, Coco Robichaud, blues musician, died here in New Orleans. He was 64 years old. This was one of his big songs, Burn My Bones. All right, we'll continue the conversation about what to wear when you travel by air. And a lot of you are traveling by air. What do you wear? Do you kind of dress up a little bit, or do you dress like a bum? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Happy Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.